County National Bank, joining us with Bill Jors and Melissa Strady in studio. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. You missed our theme music.
I'm sorry.
Well, if we had some, you could be sorry.
So. Well, then I'll make some.
No. It just, you know, it always throws me when I see you instead of Greg here. He's...
Right. Well, and you just arrived. Melissa was here and prepared to know that Greg was out of the building. But so you need to take a time to catch your
flight.
Yeah. Get comfortable.
The County National Bank helicopter.
Oh, there you go. That's
late.
Dropped you off.
A little late. Yeah. Yeah, had to wait for the skies to clear this morning. So, but good morning.
Well, good to have you guys in studio. What's on the docket today?
We have all kinds of things, just like we always do. We try to think of things that are timely. And this time of year, last week, we spoke about the housing market and how imperative it is to be ready as a buyer and how quickly homes are selling. And the importance of using a realtor was out to the new Realtor Association, the Jackson Area Association of Realtors offices last week for their grand opening. And man, what a fantastic jobs. I got to give credit to Toby Jones. Jones Construction did the construction work. If people don't know where the new office is, it's out on Ann Arbor Road. Across from, I'm going to say, the old Rose City Motors. Would probably be just past the overpass.
Okay.
And so a little further out, they were downtown for many, many years, but it's a great location. They got a good bargain out. The bank was pleased to be able to be the lender on all the construction. And so we finally got past COVID and could have a grand opening, and we did. So we're always big supporters of the realtor community, and they support us as well. And so it's been a good partnership with them. And so, but yeah, sun's out. Fall time, this is the time when people get their kids back in school and start looking again.
Yeah.
And so that's what I've noticed.
But, yeah, I have noticed quite a few more, homes for sale, like signs out and everything. So maybe there's some more inventory out there?
24 days is the average days on market.
Wow.
So if there is inventory, it's gonna go away fairly quick.
You know, I was just thinking I should have bought stock in that Realtors. .com app.
Oh.
That would have been probably a good idea.
It is a good app. I use it.
Yeah.
You know, I always have nosed around all my life to see what's out there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, being your hometown and being a homeowner, you like to see home prices going up.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're looking to buy, you're like, oh gosh, that house was, $100,000 less last year.
Right. Well, not only on the pricing part of it, but you almost have like a hurry up and rush to make a decision. Like there's no more sleeping on it. It's you walk out of the house, you better be ready to tell the realtor yes or no.
And that's why we've been stressing to put yourself in a position to be able to pounce on a deal and have a pre-approval letter written in your possession to give to the realtor,
mm-hmm.
give to the sellers to show you mean business. And so, it's been a great season, home selling season, and things slow down when the weather comes around. But also new construction. We're seeing a lot of new construction and more vacant land loans. I've been seeing a few come around. And so that's been picking up after several years of no activity.
Yeah, and I'm thinking some of the inventory for those construction projects is finally starting to filter back in. I know because of COVID for a while, we were pretty short on a lot of supplies. And wood prices, unbelievable. So hopefully that's coming back more into line. And helping people out with better building.
Well, first we saw the spike in lumber, then we saw it come down, and now we're seeing the container ships out in the ocean not being able to unload. And that's I hear that quite a bit. We can't get it.
Mm-hmm.
get it. And so hopefully things will straighten out. So we just finished our third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And just released the earnings. If anybody wants to look at the results, you can go to our stock symbol. A lot of people don't know our stock symbol, CNBB. And you can punch that up on most any website now that carries stock quotes. Mm-hmm. And see the comments from our president, John Waldron, and another great quarter. And we're on the way to another record year. Forecasting some issues next year as far as the economy goes and what mm-hmm. inflation does and what the Fed does. And we have the OCC in right now looking at our loan files. And
always a fun time.
Yeah. And OCC is the Office of Comptroller of Currency, and they are the regulatory agency within the Department of Treasury that oversees national banks. We are a national bank. There are different charters. You can be a state bank or a national bank. In this instance, we're a national bank. And so they're in crawling all over our files, and as they do annually. So it's a fun time getting ready for that.
And some people may not know, but that's where John Waldron started. Right. His career is with OCC. So we kind of have, you know, some inside scoop on maybe what they're looking for and how to talk to them. So we do have an advantage there with our president and CEO of our company previously working for them.
It's a huge advantage. John examined our bank, and then now he works for our bank. But I don't know how many loan committees you've been in or meetings I've been in, and a director or someone higher than him would say, John, can we get away with this? And who better to ask than a former bank examiner?
Yep.
And so it's given us a huge advantage where mm-hmm. other banks may be a little, have a little trepidation about doing something. John would say, this is how they would look at it. Yes, we can do it. No, we can't do it. We shouldn't even think about it in some mm-hmm. cases. But yeah, it's been a good advantage for the bank. And what better background could a bank president have than,
right.
than a bank examiner? And so
agreed.
Yeah, so I did roll in a few minutes late. I see you got a laundry list of things to talk about.
So speaking of the new JAR building, that made me think of some of the different things that are going on with County National Bank, specifically in our Jackson market and different offices. We've talked for a little while now that a lot of our commercial team will be moving downtown to the Fields building. We're renovating that second floor to house all of our commercial lenders, all of the commercial processors and credit team, and really opening up the Spring Arbor Road office, which I made a really poor bet about 6 years ago that we were going to open that office.
Well, we should have.
6 years ago.
We should have. I remember sitting here announcing we were going to open it as a branch. But I
that. But you know what? Maybe it's some things are better to wait to happen. So there are people in there right now that are putting some finishing touches on the Spring Arbor Road branch. It looks great, and I'm excited to see the team that we're going to have in place there and open those doors.
I haven't been to either location lately, but the Spring Arbor Road branch is going to be fantastic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was delayed. I think the first intentions were to open it right away, but the commercial lending we've been busy for those
right.
past 6 years, and we needed the space for commercial lenders. And then also the downtown branch became available.
Mm-hmm.
And so we opted to do that in favor of downtown and supporting downtown and all the momentum it has. And we're getting around to mm-hmm. opening the Spring Arbor Road branch, and that'll be a fantastic branch. A lot of the businesses used to be downtown or out on Spring Arbor Road now. It's good to see the bank growing and having more locations. They'll round out our market in Jackson pretty well. And we've been being asked for several years when we were going to open that.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then the Fields building, finally, we will have all of our commercial staff in one spot. And it's always best to have commercial lenders physically with each other. So we can collaborate and ask how to, you know, we each of us have different strengths and different mm-hmm. backgrounds. And we have newer loan officers and credit analysts coming in all the time. Mm-hmm. In fact, we are looking to hire a new commercial loan officer for Jackson. The growth continues. We have a pretty young credit staff right now. and looking for someone with experience in lending and wants to make Jackson their home and mm-hmm. set down roots and you know, meet all of our fantastic customers and bring in new ones. And yeah. so we have commercial loan officer position available. We also just got a new credit analyst opening in Hillsdale. And so anyone knows anyone in looking for a job in Hillsdale, it's an easy commute from Jackson. Mm-hmm. So, and also, you know this from your days in the branches, we're always looking for tellers.
Oh, my goodness, always. And, you know, if you're looking to start your banking career, that is probably one of my favorite positions to tell people to go into is frontline. You deal with customers every day. It is a fun place to work. A lot of camaraderie, and I mean, you have tons of different ways that you can move up in the company. And speaking of new hires, I have a new hire in the treasury management department. Yay, if we could have like balloons and everything else go off right now, that'd be great. But we just recently hired Libby Lashwood, so she is going to be treasury management sales, so she's going to be another me. The commercial lending staff has done nothing but kept me very, very busy over the last few years, and definitely need some help with that area and growing our business deposits and helping out our business clients. So I'm happy to have Libby on board. She's from Jackson, has some banking experience, most recently worked at Krupa's. So a really good hire for our bank, and she fits in already perfectly.
I went to high school with her.
Did you?
Yeah.
Aw.
Tell her I said hello.
I will. She's great. She's great.
Oh, it was one of the funniest kids in all of school. It was great.
Aw.
What high school?
Michigan Center.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
She's a Cardinal. Okay, good to know. Good.
Well, she fits our profile, then. We try to hire local people that know the market and that are familiar and that may know a radio host or two. And so it works out well.
Yeah.
And treasury management sales. What do you guys sell?
So what we basically do is we look at all of our business deposits and see what can we do to make your banking more efficient. So we set up, when I say sales, it's more of a we're your person to help you out type of a position. We do business online banking, ACH and direct deposit, remote deposit capture, merchant services, corporate credit cards, the whole nine yards. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today is, you know, how in today's day and age, deposit rates, I mean, I still get asked daily, you know, what's your best rate on a CD or on a money market? And I'm telling you, it's County National Bank is not the only one that rates are low. And so when you don't have that rate of return to depend on, what do you go back to make your banking relationship valuable? And I go back to take a look and see what you're being charged. You know, and what you're being charged and what you're being charged for. Do you have different products and services that are not necessary? Maybe they were add-ons at your previous or current financial institution that, you know, you were upsold on something but don't really utilize it. And now you're getting this monthly fee that you're not 100% sure what it even is. So that's one of the things that Libby and I will be primarily focusing on, not just in the Jackson market, but all of our markets is, you know, take a look at that business account and see, all right, you know, is that something that we don't have that we need, like Positive Pay? I know we've talked quite a bit about that. That's a fraud prevention program. Some companies may not see a need for it, while others, I can tell you, it has saved thousands and thousands of dollars in fraud that would have hit the account that they were able to just quickly deny with a click of a button. So really taking a look at your business accounts and seeing, you know, what you have, what you don't have, what you really use in your day-to-day, and speaking with an expert. You know, Libby and I have a ton of experience with business deposit accounts and different products, and we're happy to look at that and also show you. We have a great demo site where we can have you pop on and see how easy it is to utilize ACH, how easy it is to set up bill pay. I know, Bill, in the past few years, we've talked about bill pay on a personal side.
Yes.
And, you know, people are hesitant with change. I get it. But, man, what a cost savings. Checks are ridiculously expensive. Whether they're personal checks or whether they're business checks, they are ridiculously expensive. And, you know, getting them shipped to you could take forever. I mean, that's one of the things that we've been struggling with is we order checks for clients and they take so long. So being able to switch some of those items to either an automatic payment system, ACH, throwing them into bill pay to where you don't have to physically write that check or cut checks for payroll is a huge cost savings and really a time savings, too.
Yeah, I mean, you really need to stay on top of technology, you know, not just new technology, mm-hmm. but outdated technology,
right.
old products that you're paying for that you're not using or you're not utilizing enough to justify the cost. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you are selling and, mm-hmm. and it is a sales position. And that's the most important job of any institution is sales. I mean, without a customer, you don't have a business. And
right.
If you're not in the sales mentality, you're really not following the County National Bank way. We're salesmen 24/7 and on behalf of the bank. And that's the way, you know, effective bankers operate. I know being in banking for over, you know, 30 years now, I know a lot of banks don't have that mentality, or a lot of people don't think of bankers in that manner as salespeople, but we really are. You know, the most effective bankers are the best marketers because they're the ones that will call or visit you and say, hey, let's do a checkup.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what I feel has separated County National Bank from the competition last couple of decades mm-hmm. is our ability to pick up the phone, the familiarity. We don't have that fear of going out there and not being able to deliver.
Sure.
We've always been able to deliver. And with the products that we didn't have, because we didn't always have positive pay, but
right.
you and I learned quickly that it was a good product that customers did utilize that we needed to get on board. And so if we don't have it, we'll get it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think the customer loves the familiarity that they have with their bankers. There's always somebody that they can call to. And if you don't have somebody, I would highly recommend just, you know, getting to know someone within the bank, whether it's your branch manager, teller, whatsoever. But I hear people within the bank use the term sales and they tend to do it in a derogatory way. It's because they can't do it.
Well, when I think of sales, sometimes I think of, you think of maybe a pushy salesperson. And again, one of the things that sets County National Bank apart is we don't have sales goals necessarily. I don't have to go out and sell a minimum of a certain amount of product in order to, you know, make a goal for the end of the year. So I'm not going to put people into a product or service that they don't need. And I think that's where my mindset is on the sales piece of it. I'm selling you something, but I'm selling it to where I know it's going to be a benefit to you and not a benefit to me.
Right. And that's what keeps customers in the fold. We have very few customers leave the bank once they become customers. And I tell people, hey, once you're in the door, once you get a feel for how we do business and you know a few people, you'll see the value.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of times, you know, they're willing to pay higher rates and higher fees for that. And I think a lot of people feel that they've got to be the lowest rate or the highest rate if it's paying a deposit account.
Right.
But most people see the value of having an actual human being
mm-hmm,
to deal
absolutely.
With. And that's what has happened to our industry. It's become, sure, the phone app is fine. The online tools are fine. We've got to have those. You know I'm a huge fan of bill pay.
And, is it because of the first word in it?
It could bill. Be. Yeah, that's good. It's convenience is what the first word ought to be. It should be convenience pay because, you know, you can pay 4 or 5 bills within 30 seconds.
Oh, I know.
Virtually.
It's great.
And you have a record of it. You have a trail of it. You're not sticking anything in the mail. But, it's fantastic. Treasury management is one of the areas, and I'm going to sing your praises for a little bit. You know, we were hurting for deposits. And if anybody's listened to this program for several years, 5-6 years ago, we were beating that drum. Hey, we need deposits.
Mm-hmm.
We need deposits. We've lent the bank out. And our loan-to-deposit ratio is now not, you know, pushing 100%. And I've been hearing more and more about our deposit franchise. And we didn't have a deposit franchise
right.
Before you founded the Treasury Management Division and really have grown and brought in all of our borrowers' deposits because that's something we didn't really have time to capture. We were growing so fast.
Mm-hmm.
But now most of our customers our depositors, utilizing all of the tools and technology that, that the bank has been able to offer as we grow. And, you know, we have everything the big bank does, but we also have the service.
Absolutely.
And yeah, the salespeople.
And not the confusing fee structure and any part of that either.
That's the other beauty is, you know, you've sat there and we've been accused of lying to people because it's so simple. They say, it can't be this easy. Well, it is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're not sophisticated enough. We don't have piles of money or other markets to look to. When we walk into a Jackson area small business or talk to a, you know, a consumer to buy a house or a home or a house or a home, house or a snowmobile or a car or a boat, what have you, you know, that's a huge advantage.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And I honestly talked a couple of weeks ago about, you know, again, rate of return is going to be low no matter where you're going for it. But think of the other things that are valuable for your deposit accounts. FDIC insurance, that's something that I spoke about a couple of weeks ago. You know, make sure your funds are insured if everything is covered in case something bad happens.
You just tell them you're in the same boat as the bank. The bank has about $200 million to invest.
Yeah.
We're bouncing our head, banging our heads against the wall, figuring out where to put it.
Yeah.
And we are lending it as quickly as we can, but the PPP program and the government has shipped so much money out, it's unbelievable. Most banks have lots of money on the books and, you know, looking just like the consumer, just like the little old lady that has the CD maturing, we're in the same boat.
Right.
We're not finding any, you know, double-digit interest rates
or, right,
you know, to get 1%, we have to commit it for quite a long time as well.
Right.
And so we're in the same boat and, you know, it's been good and, you know, we're going to continue to be strong and, the PPP program that is still, thinking of that, we're still working through the second round of forgiveness. Mm-hmm. So if you did get a PPP loan the second round and have not applied, yet, give us a call. We have a person dedicated to working with, those customers, mm-hmm. Dwight Daniels, down at our Cortland office. Dwight made the comment to me. He goes, "Yeah, all the customers love me."
Well, yeah.
Well, no kidding. You're getting forgiveness for their loans.
Nice guy,
and all
yeah.
He has the best job in the bank right now. He gets to get the loans forgiven, and that has gone extremely well. Mm-hmm. I know there was a lot of nervous people about taking government money and the strings that would come with it, but. That's gone well. And also another bit of advice to business owners, if you have not explored the employee retention credit that the government also has out there, ask your accountant, call your CPA, and ask about the employee retention credit, the ERC. It is additional funds that the government will send you if you retained employees throughout COVID. And so that's
nice.
Another good bit. So,
give me if anyone's interested in the jobs you mentioned, the job postings, how do they get in touch with you guys?
You can either go to our website, which is cnbb.bank, or you can give either Bill or myself a call. We'll be happy to forward you on to our HR department. My number is 782-5540.
And my number is 768-0056.